I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 15. Coming up, Education Ministry disburses $1.4 billion in subventions to high schools. GSAT results available online next week. And Caribbean Terrace residents to be relocated. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has disbursed $1.4 billion to secondary schools to begin preparations for the new academic year. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed says the government has honored its commitment to abolish auxiliary fees in high schools.
And I think the most significant announcement for the ministry is that, consequent on our announcement that we'll provide high schools with four tranches of tuition payments leading up to the new academic year, all high schools will now have received their first tranche of the four tranches that we have committed ourselves to.
Minister Reed says schools will receive the second tranche in September, the third in December, and the final allotment in April 2017. He was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday. The education minister says although government has increased its tuition support budget from $2.6 billion to $3.9 billion for the next school year, parents should continue to support schools where they can. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed says this year's results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, will be available online to schools next week. Mr. Reed says, starting next year, the results will also be made accessible to parents on an online platform.
So while there have been some paper dissemination to the sending schools, we'll actually have those results available to both receiving and sending schools online. And next year, we're hoping that we'll allow the parents themselves to be able to access their results online.
The GSAT results were released on Tuesday, with the ministry reporting marginal improvements in four of the five subject areas. A decline was recorded in communication tasks. 81% of students who sat the GSAT in March were placed in a school of their choice, representing an 8% increase over last year's results. Minister Reed says this is commendable. Cabinet has given approval for the development of housing solutions to relocate some residents of Caribbean Terrace in Kingston, a community that was devastated by Hurricane Ivan in 2004. The initiative is a joint venture between the government and Wicon Homes. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Horace Chang, says the residents will be moved to government-owned lands located in a section of Harborview, Kingston.
We are building a block of homes in a joint venture program. It's called Harborhead, but it's right at the entrance of Harborview.
Dr. Chang says the houses will be offered at a significantly reduced cost based on the value of the homes in Caribbean Terrace. The value of houses in Caribbean Terrace was significantly reduced due to the damage caused by Hurricane Ivan in 2004 and subsequent storms. Government has since acquired sections of the community and rendered the area a no-build zone. And the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, is appealing for greater support from members of the public living within gated communities. Director of Field Services at Statin, Damian Tyrrell, says on numerous occasions the agency's representatives have reported that they were refused access to gated communities and were therefore unable to carry out surveys in the field. Mr. Tyrrell says persons living in such communities can contact Statin to verify the identity of field officers.
If it is that you are concerned about the persons asking questions, feel free to call our offices for clarification. You can ask for me or you can ask for someone with regards to just to seek further clarification on the surveys that are in the field.
Residents of gated communities can also call the agency to arrange special times for field agents to visit and conduct surveys if they are reluctant to allow the agents in without prior notice. Mr. Tyrrell was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.